Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A clear sky blankets Tel Aviv and Jerusalem today, with temperatures quite comfortable for any outdoor activities. In Haifa, expect a mild day with a gentle breeze. Down in Eilat, the warmth continues with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla. 2 hours ago, the IDF launched airstrikes in southern Lebanon. The bombings targeted Kerbat Salam and Tulin. This was a response to Hezbollah's ceasefire violation last night. Also, Ynet reports from an hour ago, northern leaders criticized Trump, claiming Netanyahu is hostage to his decisions. They are angered by Trump's extension of the Hezbollah ceasefire as tension continues near the Lebanon border. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Tel Aviv will choose a new chief rabbi on Sunday. Mayor Ron Huldai is reportedly supporting a Shas candidate after a 9-year vacancy. Separately, Maariv reports from earlier today, China has issued an urgent warning to its citizens in Iran. This comes amid threats from Iran towards Trump, escalating regional tensions. And finally, Israel Hayom highlights from 2 hours ago, a wave of violence hits the country. A young man was killed in a pizzeria in Petah Tikva, and two teenagers were attacked in Tiberias. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted earlier today about Trump's stance. He highlighted Trump's demand for Iran to halt Hezbollah funding to secure a U.S. deal. Meanwhile, Lee Kern, a commentator known for his views on social issues in the U.K., posted earlier today discussing racial tensions within certain communities. Additionally, Ynet News reported earlier today on Iran's escalating human rights abuses. They note a surge in arrests, disappearances, and executions, raising alarms among rights activists. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strikes. Walla reports these attacks were a direct response to rockets launched by Hezbollah last night. This marks a significant escalation in the region, as the ceasefire had been in place to prevent further conflict. Civilians in southern Lebanon face increased uncertainty. Turning to the political tension near the Lebanon border, Ynet explains that local leaders feel compromised by Trump's decision to extend the truce. They argue that Israel's national security should not be dependent on U.S. policies. This situation puts pressure on the Israeli government to reassess its diplomatic strategies. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel shares that Tel Aviv's quest for a new chief rabbi comes after a lengthy vacancy. The selection process involves a 64-member panel with significant political implications. The outcome could influence religious and political dynamics in the city. In a related development, China's warning to its citizens in Iran, as reported by Maariv, indicates heightened geopolitical risks. The recent threats from Iran towards Trump add another layer of complexity to the fragile Middle Eastern peace. This situation could have broader implications for international relations. On the domestic front, Israel Hayom's report on the violence wave highlights growing concerns over public safety. The incidents in Petah Tikva and Tiberias underline a worrying trend of violence affecting communities across the country. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel is central to Intel's AI advancements. CEO Lip-Bu Tan credits Israeli engineering for driving the company's transformative phase. Separately, Maariv Business discusses Meta's major change, unifying all accounts into one password. This initiative aims to streamline user experience across Meta services. And finally, Walla Business highlights the shekel's recent strength against the dollar. Economists predict this could lead to further interest rate cuts by the Bank of Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.